It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Boulder County's diverse economy is helping lead the state out of its economic doldrums. Here with me to discuss the latest assessment of the Boulder economy is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Chris, jobs and the economy garnered a lot of attention in President Obama's State of the Union address Tuesday night. University of Colorado economist Rich Wobbekind recently delivered a flurry of economic statistics for Colorado. What's the significance of this latest number on employment in the Denver-Boulder region?
Well, Denver-Boulder has reached a milestone, Brian. The biggest negative in any recession is the loss of jobs. We actually saw the employment level during the recession fall as low as 1.34 million people in January 2010 in the Denver-Boulder region. But Denver-Boulder has officially reached its pre-recession employment levels with employment at more than 1.4 million jobs in December. That's according to an analysis by CU Lead School of Business economist Brian Lewandowski. And that employment level is the highest since April 2008.
Obviously, that is good news. So we've made up a lot of those lost jobs. Where are those jobs coming from and what role does Boulder play in the recovery?
We're seeing a strength in a number of different sectors. Manufacturing and technical services account for 14% of all wages in the area, and both remain strong. We're also seeing dramatic growth in healthcare and social services, which grew 12% recently. In Boulder County, we're also seeing construction permits that are the highest in a decade. And construction has always been a driver of the Colorado economy.
I want to come back to something that you mentioned, healthcare. Now, that's something we've heard a lot about in recent years. Is the job growth in that sector expected to continue as the Affordable Care Act becomes fully implemented?
There's really no end in sight to demand for healthcare workers. In the Boulder area alone, multiple hospital construction projects are underway, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. And along I-25 in Broomfield and Weld counties, three different hospital systems have purchased land for future expansion, with Longmont United Hospital beginning construction next month on a medical center in Frederick. So expect those healthcare job numbers to keep going up.
Okay. Well, construction projects obviously spur a lot of spin-off jobs as new buildings are filled with furniture and equipment. What types of construction are you seeing in Boulder County?
On a commercial scale, we're seeing Boulder with a lot of new apartment buildings, hotels, and office buildings, along with some retail projects, with more on the way throughout Boulder County. On the residential side, the city of Boulder has already reached its pre-recession housing prices, and the rest of the county is bouncing back as well, so we can expect home building to bounce back. I spoke to a realtor this week who said that interest in Boulder residential investment properties, and essentially that's buying a home in order to rent it out, is at a very high level. Many would-be buyers of investment homes are flocking to any available listing. But he said it's really too late. Buyers should have snapped up homes 2 or 3 years ago when prices were lower, but many waited, assuming that prices would continue to drop. Now they're seeing 4 or 5 offers on every home that hits the market.
Well, we know that Boulder enjoys a vibrant tech economy along with many other important sectors. What are the city's major employers saying about that particular aspect of the economy and their own growth prospects?
Well, the Boulder Economic Council, which is part of the Boulder Chamber, recently concluded a survey of the city's primary employers, and they found that out of 550 primary employers, two-thirds are planning expansions this year or in the near future. That's a very significant finding that certainly bodes well for 2013.
Okay, so we've spent a lot of time talking about the positives. What negatives exist in the Boulder region right now?
There's still some uncertainty out there. Even with the positive economic gains, confidence could be higher among small businesses. Many are still worried about the federal budget picture, and sequestration could have a big impact on the Boulder County aerospace sector. So there are still some hurdles ahead.
Okay. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.